World Cup Talk. Christina here with the storylines that matter most in football today. The United States finally got the home soil knockout moment it wanted. And somehow the story still ended with a warning label on it. A 2-0 win over Bosnia-Herzegovina should feel clean. It should feel like confirmation. And for long stretches, it did. Folarin Balogun scored again. Malik Tillman looked sharp. The crowd in Santa Clara gave the whole thing real tournament weight. And Mauricio Pochettino got the sort of performance that tells you this team is not just happy to be here anymore. But then Balogun gets sent off. And suddenly the biggest North American story of the last 24 hours turns from celebration into calculation. For me, that is the real issue. Because this is where today clearly breaks away from the last two episodes. Yesterday, the question was whether host region emotion could become momentum. Today, the question is whether that momentum can survive consequence. The U.S. answered one pressure test and immediately walked into another one. Balogun is the human face of that change. He has been more than a finisher in this tournament. He has been the player who makes the U.S. attack feel dangerous instead of hopeful. Against Bosnia, he gave them the breakthrough goal, he gave the stadium that jolt of belief, and then, in one ugly swing of the night, he became the absence everyone is now going to talk about before Belgium. That is brutal knockout football. One, Hans player can be your momentum and your problem in the same match. And what I found interesting is that the U.S. still managed the game after the red card with a maturity we probably would not have fully trusted a week ago. They stayed compact. They did not panic. Tillman killed the match late. Multiple reports focused on how professional they looked once they went down to 10 men, and honestly, that matters almost as much as the score. That is why this story is bigger than it looks. Because now the U.S. are not just a nice host country narrative. They are a team with a real result, a real crowd, and a very real selection problem. And that leads straight into Belgium, who also advanced, but in a much stranger way. Belgium beat Senegal 3-2 after extra time, but if you only read the bracket, you miss the actual mood of it. Senegal had them under real pressure. Belgium looked tense, unstable, and emotionally noisy. Youri Tielemans reportedly got into a heated moment with a teammate during the hydration break, then became the rescuer, first by dragging Belgium level and then by scoring the extremely late penalty that sent them through. So what are we supposed to make of Belgium now? Dangerous? Yes. Convincing? Not really. I think that is what people are underestimating. The U.S. are not walking into a polished giant here. They are walking into a team that survived, but also exposed its own nerves in public. And if you are listening in North America, that is the opening. The warning for the U.S. is Balogun's absence. The invitation is that Belgium do not look emotionally settled either. That is where the tension actually is. The other result that really mattered today was England beating DR Congo 2-1, and this one matters not because England advanced, but because of how they advanced. Harry Kane saved them. That is the clean version. The Messier version is that England conceded early, looked rattled, and spent too much of the match playing like a team aware of its own reputation. DR Congo made them uncomfortable, stretched them, and for long periods made this feel like one of those World Cup afternoons where the favorite starts hearing its own doubts. Kane scored twice, so officially England move on and the bracket keeps its traditional power name alive. But if you are Mexico watching this after yesterday's release against Ecuador, you are not seeing an untouchable opponent. You are seeing a famous team that still bleeds pressure. That matters because I do not want to simply repeat the Mexico angle from yesterday. The fresh angle is not that Mexico carry host region emotion. We already did that. The fresh angle is that Mexico's next challenge now has a face and a weakness. It has Harry Kane as the man carrying England's authority, and it has an English backline that looked disturbingly open. That matters more than the scoreline. There is also a broader North American layer to all of this now, and I think you could hear it in the atmosphere around the U.S. result. The BBC live coverage kept coming back to crowd energy, to the sense that home turf is no longer just a backdrop, but part of the force pushing this tournament forward. Nearly 69,000 were in the building, and Seattle now gets the next chapter against Belgium. So this no longer feels like North America merely hosting the World Cup. It feels like the region is starting to participate in its emotional center. That is a different tournament from the one we were talking about a few days ago. And before we go, one quick look ahead, because not every important story has to be a finished result. Spain against Austria is the next clean tactical checkpoint on the board. Spain will want control, rhythm, and territorial dominance. Austria will want to make the game uncomfortable, physical, and slightly chaotic. After the way England and Belgium stumbled through their wins, there is extra pressure now on the next favorite in line to look like an actual favorite. For me, that is the real appeal of the next match day. It is not just who gets through. It is who can finally make this tournament look orderly again. So the shape of today is pretty clear. The United States got the result and lost the comfort. Belgium survived and revealed their nerves. England advanced and warned Mexico that fear still travels with the big names. And the host region story, which yesterday felt emotional, today feels consequential. Now we find out who can carry that weight when the bracket tightens again. See you tomorrow.